弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴我们再次在神的家中聚在一起来敬拜主。
It's indeed a happy occasion to be here to worship the Lord together.
今年跟明年我们教会主题是活像基督。
We have set the theme for our church for this year and next year to live like Christ.
所以我们在我们的讲坛上一直在腓立比书上面的话语跟弟兄姐妹一起分享。
So from the pulpit, we'll be sharing messages from the book of Philippians.
今天我们要再次接着腓立比书第一章的21节到26节分享爱主更深。
Today we focus on the book of Philippians chapter 1:21-26, more love to thee.
好不好？我们一起先来念今天的经文。我们先念中文，然后念英文。
We'll read our passage first in Chinese and then in English.
好，请。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。但我在若身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。然而我在若身活着，更是要紧的。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body,This will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在这世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。
Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will bound on account of me.
我们感谢神把这样的话赐给我们。
Thank the Lord for His words.
我们知道，在保罗一生当中，他的生命在下面展现着爱主更深的生命。
In Paul's life, it truly demonstrated God's love for us.
所以，如果保罗人生中有一个想达成的目标，我想那会是一个爱主更深的人生。
If Paul has a goal in his life, it means a deeper love for his Lord.
所以自从他接受耶稣基督做他个人的救主之后，他就完全的为主摆上自己。
Ever since that he accepted Christ as his personal savior, he had dedicated himself to the Lord.
他不计得失的摆上他自己。
He offering all of himself to the Lord.
在他认为这个世界上最大且不能被取代的，那就是基督的爱。
He truly believed that the Christ's love is the greatest thing in the world.
而且这个爱是没有办法隔绝的。
And this love will not be separated from us.
所以他的生命当中一再的告诉我们，爱主更深。
And he said it again and again that we need to have a deeper love for our Lord.
爱主更深。
Deeper love for the Lord.
不但成为保罗的生命的一个指标。
Become a goal in his life.
爱主更深的是每个基督徒，我们每一个人在主面前的祷告。
It's also become a prayer for every single Christian.
我们愿意用我们的一生来爱主，而且爱主更深。
We want to use our life to love the Lord and love Him even more.
因为这爱实在是没有办法被隔绝的。
Because this love cannot be separated from us.
好，不，我们一起来念一下这个罗马书的第八章的这段经文。我们先念中文，然后念英文，请。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身裸体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？因为我深信，无论是生是死，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与上帝的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这边清楚告诉我们说，这个爱是在基督耶稣里的。
His love is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
就是因为在耶稣基督里的时候，所以没有办法跟这个爱隔绝。
Because we're in Christ, we will not be separated from this kind of love.
不管是在顺境，不管是在逆境，这个爱是不能被取代的。
Regardless we're in comfort or we're in trouble, this love cannot be separated from us.
不管是生活在自由的阳光下，或者被关押在监狱当中，这个爱是不可能被隔绝的。
Either in freedom or in prison, this love cannot be separated from us.
因为当时保罗在关押中等待审判。
At that time, Paul was in prison, waiting for judgment.
将来是生是死，未可预卜。
He did not know he will live or die.
但是对保罗来说，生与死实在也没有什么多大的区别。
But for Paul, there's no great difference between living and death.
因为他一直向我们展现爱主更深的生命。
Because he has demonstrated his life in loving the Lord more.
我们感谢今天早上的敬拜赞美团。
Today, we want to thank today's praise team.
带我们刚刚唱爱主更深的诗歌。
Help us to sing the hymn, More Love to Thee.
那是一首非常美的诗歌。
It's a beautiful hymn.
这个诗歌起初共有四节。
There are four verses initially.
每一节都重复的爱主更深来作为它的结尾。
And in every verse, it ends with, More Love to Thee, More Love to Thee.
来说出一位与主关系深厚的基督徒的心路历程。
Truly demonstrated a Christian's goal in his life.
这首诗歌的作者是一个叫伊丽莎白·培伦提斯的一个姐妹。
The author of this hymn is Elizabeth Prentice.
她出生在1818年。
Was born in 1818.
而且她的父亲是一位牧师。
Her father is a pastor.
因为她是个牧师的女儿，所以从小就受到良好的神学教育。
Because of his father, she received an excellent theological education.
可是当他九岁的时候，他父亲被主恩召了。
And she was nine, her father passed away.
所以他就随他的母亲，他们就移居到波士顿。
And then she moved to Boston with her mother.
在他很年轻的时候，他就在他大姐所创办的学校当老师。
And then she became a teacher in a school established by her sister.
并且他引领许多人信主。
And she led many people to the Lord.
可是这个伊丽莎白她的身体一直都很不好。
But Elizabeth, her health was not very well.
当她长大以后，她每天几乎在忍受那种不知名的疼痛缠绕着她的身体。
After she grew up, she had chronic pain almost every day.
甚至有时候她举步维艰都不能办法，没有办法来好好走路。
To the point that she was unable to ambulate.
不过她因为相信耶稣基督，她向她朋友所展现出来是一种开朗。而且非常幽默、温暖和关怀。
But because of her faith, she was demonstrating a very open and hopeful and humorous side of her.
当她二十八岁的时候，伊丽莎白她嫁给也是牧师的一个先生，叫 George.
At 28, she married a pastor, George Prentice.
后来她生下一女一男两个孩子。
And she had two kids, one daughter and one boy.
可是，在1952年，这个悲剧。突然间临到这个家庭。
But in 1952, tragedy struck.
当她怀着老三的时候，突然经历到丧子之痛。
When she was pregnant with the third child, she lost her son.
她最疼爱的老二艾迪在四岁的时候病逝了。
Her favorite son passed away at age four.
心碎加上本来就身体非常软弱的她，使她产下她的新生儿也在不久就夭折了。
Because she was heartbroken and because of the weakness of her physical health, she went into labor prematurely and the baby died.
所以伊丽莎白她在三个月内她失掉两个孩子。
So within 3 months she lost two kids.
几乎失掉生存下去的勇气。
She almost lost the courage to live.
但因着对神的信心和全心的依靠。
But because of her faith to the Lord and because of her dependence in the Lord,
这伊丽莎白她终能走出那个悲伤，继续为主做生命的见证。
She was able to walk out of tragedy and become a great testimony for the Lord.
她的一生充满苦难跟打击。
So even though her life was filled with tragedy and difficulties,
但却不是一个悲剧的一生。
But it's not a tragic life.
因为与神的良好关系和对神完全的信靠和信心。
Because of her relationship with the Lord and because of complete dependence.
使她的一生没有遗憾。
That she had no regret in her life.
反而充满了喜乐。
But was filled with joy.
而且她非常有文学上的一种恩赐。
She has gifts in literature.
她写了二十本的这个童书。
She wrote 20 children's books.
他用那种非常幽默又非常深入浅出的语法来说故事。
She used a very simple and very humorous story to talk about God.
他的著作进入到很多人的心中。
And her writing was very moving to people.
感动很多人。
Moved many people.
也被翻译成很多种的语言。
Was translated into many different languages.
当他在1882年，他离世以前，他总发行量是超过200,000册。
By the time she passed away, 1882, her book has surpassed 200,000.
我们刚唱这首《爱主更深》的诗歌。
The hymn that we had just sang, "A More Love to Lead."
其实他已经写了很久。
Was written by her for a long time ago.
没有被发表出来。
Initially, she did not publish it.
直到后来，他的先生在整理他所遗留下来的文稿的时候，被发现了。
It was discovered after she passed away when her husband was trying to organize her stuff.
而且就这样被传唱出来。
And the song was published at that time.
而特别是这一首《爱主更深》的诗歌，不知感动多少人。
So this hymn, "More Love to Lead," truly moved many, many people.
也鼓励多少人。
Has encouraged many, many people.
因为那就是他人生的经历。
Indeed, reflect her life experience.
就像保罗他说了一句话，他说：“我活着就是基督。”
It's like Paul said, "Living is Christ to me."
所以就像伊丽莎白一样，她活着也就是基督。
Just like Elizabeth, living is Christ.
活着就是基督。
Living is Christ.
我们知道，这样对那些不认识。保罗的人可能以为他这句话讲得太骄傲了。
For people who do not know Paul may think that it's very arrogant for him to say something like this.
一个平凡普通的人，他怎么能够说我活着就是基督？
An ordinary person, how can you say living is Christ?
但是只要留心听他的一切，读他的一切书信。
But if you truly pay attention to Paul's writing,
我们就不会觉得他这样讲有什么不妥之处。
And we think that his saying is very appropriate.
因为他不过是把他的真实的生命讲出来而已。
He's just stating his life.
其实这句话，活着就是基督，是不容易讲的话。
It's a very difficult thing to say that living is Christ.
我不晓得在我们当中的每位弟兄姐妹，你真的能在众弟兄姐妹面前，在神面前说，我活着就是基督吗？
Can any brother and sisters among us to say this, that living is Christ?
当保罗讲这句话的时候，他是非常坚定的。
But when Paul said this, he was very sure of
it. 而且有把握的。
And he was very certain.
我活着就是基督。
That living is Christ to him.
因为保罗要是没有实际的见证，必然使读他的书的人感到厌烦。
Because he had a lot of testimony.
但是当保罗写信给腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹的时候
，When Paul wrote a letter to the church in Philippi,
因为他们彼此关系非常的亲密
，Because they have very close relationship,
他们非常的了解保罗
，They knew Paul very well.
他们在读这句话的时候，保罗说：“因我活着就是基督。”这意思是什么？他们知道的。
So they could understand when Paul was saying, "Living is Christ to me."
保罗意思是什么？
What was Paul's meaning?
他说我活着就是基督的代表。
That living in this life is a representation of Christ.
我活着就是基督的样式。
The living is a model of Christ.
我活着是不断为着基督和表彰基督的。
To live is to continue to manifest Christ.
这就是我们所说的活像基督。
This is what we say, to live like Christ.
而且对保罗来说的话，基督是他生命的开端。
For Paul, Christ is the beginning of his true life.
因为保罗从那天在大马色的路上与基督相遇以后，他便开始一个新的生命。
Paul started his new life on the road to Damascus when he met Christ.
而且基督也成了他生命的延续。
And Christ was the continuation of his life.
保罗他没有一天不活在基督面前。
Every day, Paul lived in Christ.
就算保罗他面临可怕的一些时刻
，Even when Paul faced difficulties,
他仍然可以深深感受到基督的安慰在他身上。
He could still feel Christ's comfort upon him.
基督不但成为保罗生命的开端，成为保罗生命的延续。
Not only was Christ the beginning of Paul's life and the continuation of his life,
而且基督也成了他生命的终点。
And Christ also was the end point for Paul.
因为保罗他所过的生活
because of Paul's life,
是以基督在永恒中的同在为目标。
The goal is to continue to be with Christ.
基督成为他生命的鼓舞和力量。
Christ was the encouragement and strength for him.
基督是他生命的动力。
Christ is the motivation for his life.
所以保罗他认为基督已经把一件生命的事工来赐给他。
So Paul has Paul understood that Christ has given him this mission.
叫他做使徒和把福音向外邦人传扬。
To call him to be apostle for the Gentiles.
所以对保罗来说，基督就是生命力量的赐予者。
For Paul, Christ is the giver of his life and his strength.
因为基督把足够使用的恩典赐给保罗。
Because Christ has given enough gifts and blessing to Paul.
使他从软弱当中变为刚强。
Enable him from weakness become strong.
所以对保罗来说，基督也是他生命的酬报。
So for Paul, Christ is also the reward of his life.
这个唯一有价值的酬报，就是能够与他的主分享更亲密的团契。
His only valuable reward is for his closer relationship with Christ.
所以若从保罗的生活中把基督拿走的话，保罗便一无所有。
So if you take Christ out of Paul's life, then Paul will have nothing.
所以从保罗生命当中最不能被隔绝的就是耶稣基督。
So one thing they cannot separate Paul, from Christ.
他的生命的一切就是耶稣基督。
Everything that he lived for was for Christ.
所以耶稣基督一旦被拿开的话，他生命就没有什么了。
If you take Christ out of Paul's life, then he had nothing.
保罗他说我死了就有益处。
And Paul said, for me, death is gain.
因为死亡是就是进入与基督更接近的通道。
Because death was the entrance into Christ's near.
保罗他在很多很多的其他地方曾经提及死亡就像睡觉一样。
Paul has mentioned many times that death is like sleeping.
所有人到最后将来必会睡醒。
That at the end that we were awake.
那个睡醒就是一同经历到整体的复活。
To experience the resurrection in Christ.
但是在这个时候，保罗他所想到的死亡却不是熟睡。
So when he talked about death, it's not eternal sleep.
而是立即的进到他生命的主面前。
But he was able to come before his Lord right away.
就像我们刚刚所报告的，我们经文沈怀俊伯伯在上周五安息主怀的消息。
Just like we have just heard about Ronald's son passed away last Friday.
不是在睡梦中。
It's not in his sleep.
不是在日落之那边的黄昏里。
It's not beyond the sunset.
而是在主赐福荣耀的早晨。
But it's in the glorious morning given by the Lord.
因为当他被发现的时候是中午的时间。
He was found at around noontime.
估计已经神接他一段时间了。
So probably have passed away a few hours before.
因为他的身体已经渐渐的冷了。
He was turning cold at that time.
所以我们绝对相信是在荣耀的早晨神接他回天家了。
We believe that he was taken back to the Lord's house in the morning.
所以我们若相信基督死亡对我们来说是团聚和重逢。
So if we believe that death for us is a reunion with Christ.
我们与主的团聚，并且与那些离世的亲人、爱人重逢。
That we can be united with Christ and all those people we love.
我查看一下教会的历史。
We look back to our church history.
沈伯母是在2013年被主接走。
Mrs. Chan passed away in 2013.
所以经过一年多的时间，沈伯伯也安息主怀。
So after over a year, Ronald also passed away.
所以相信他们在主面前现在是相聚在一起的。
So we believe that they are together now in the Lord.
保罗他特别说，我正在两难之间。
Paul mentioned that between two desires, for I am torn between the two.
啊，这个英文用的非常有意思。
English translation was very appropriate.
一种是他的渴望，一种 desire.
One side is Paul's desires.
在两方面，他有一个渴望。
that he has a desire for both things.
可在这两个渴望当中，他好像被撕裂了一样。
But in between those two, he was almost like torn.
所以是因为用痛这个字来表达。
This word torn in English.
我不知道在我们的生命当中，你曾经有没有这种被撕裂的感觉？
I don't know in your life have you ever feel this way to be torn.
不晓得在这边好还是在那边好。
You're not sure you should do this one thing or that thing.
你活在这两难之间。
You live between the two.
你感觉这样很好。
You think that this way may be good.
你感觉那样也非常好。
You think the other way also is very good.
在这种非常难做抉择的一种时刻里面。
That when you are very difficult for you to make a decision.
而保罗他经常活在这样的处境当中。
And Paul said he often live in this kind of situation.
所以保罗他说我正在弟兄姊妹好不好我们一起来练这段经文英
文中
文一起来。我
正在两难之间。I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ.Which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
保罗在两种盼望中不知如何来做出他的抉择。
Paul didn't know what to do between those two decisions.
他说我正在两难之中。
So I am torn between the two.
在这句话中他用了一个字。
In the sentence he used a word.
这个就是形容一个旅行的人，他走进一条山中的狭道里面去。
It's used to describe a person walking in a deep valley.
而两边都是峭壁。
And both sides has a tall mountain cliff.
所以他既不能向左向右转移，于是他唯有一直向前来推进。
And this person cannot turn left or turn right. He could only walk straight forward.
对保罗自己来说
，For Paul.
他情愿离开这个世界与基督团聚在一起。
He'd rather depart from this world to be with Christ.
但是为了舍不得他的朋友。
But because of his friends.
并且有机会跟他朋友一起工作来服侍他们。
And because of the ministry together with his friends to serve them.
这样他又继续希望能活下去。
That he also wished to continue to live.
而且他也知道这个选择并不是放在保罗他的手中。
He knew that the choice was not in his hand.
因为上帝自己的旨意将会决定一切。
Because God's will would decide everything.
就像耶稣他在克西马尼的祷告一样。
Just like Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当耶稣在被出卖的那天晚上。
The night before Jesus was betrayed.
他带着他的门徒到克西马尼园来祷告，寻求神的旨意。
Jesus took the disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane and to see God's will.
他活在两难之中。
He also was torn between two.
所以他向父神祷告说，他说父啊，如果可以的话，将这杯扯去，但不是照的意思，乃是照你的意思。
He prayed, Father, if it's possible, take this cup away from me, but not my will, but your will.
我们知道一个爱主更深的人，他的生命当中经常存在这两难的一种选择里面。
We know someone who loved the Lord very much could often live in this kind of situation, be torn between two choices.
就像保罗他说，我情愿离世，这是一句很生动的话。
Paul actually said, my desire is to depart.
用来翻译做离世的希腊文有三个意思。
And this word he used has three meanings in Greek.
那第一个这个字可以用来描述拆除银幕、松懈铸引的绳索，把细引的钉子拔起来，继续前行。
The first meaning of the word is used for striking camp to loosen the tent rope and to pull up the tent to move forward.
所以死亡就是继续的前行。
So the death is a continuation of moving forward.
在基督里睡的人，他不是静止不动的。
For people who are in Christ, after death, you do not just stationary there. You continue to move forward.
在基督里睡了的人，他是继续的往前走。
For people who are in Christ, after you die, you continue to move forward.
他不是静止，完全不动了。
It's not a stationary state.
因为我们知道这个肉体已经是死了。
Our body may have died.
但是灵却在那个时候跟神在一起更活泼了。
But our soul will be with Christ is very lively.
更有盼望了。
More hope.
那第二个意思就是这个字可用来解作松懈停泊船只的绳缆。
The second meaning of this word is of loosening the mooring ropes for ships, pulling up the anchors and setting sail.
而且把这个锚拉起来和扬帆起航。
To pull up the anchor so that the boat can go forward.
所以死亡就是一种起航。
So death is actually setting sail.
而且进入一个新的旅程。
To depart on a new journey.
引到一个永恒的海港与上帝相会
to the everlasting haven to be with Christ
所以这个是保罗他在用这个字的时候这个离世这个字的时候的深意在这个地方
so this is also the meaning that Paul used this word
所以告诉我们说死亡不是进入一个虚无缥缈的一个另一个地方
that we are not entering to a formless darkness
而死亡是我们把我们引到神的施恩宝座前。
But death actually will lead us to the throne of Christ.
在神的大白色的这个审判座前。
Come before his throne of judgment.
所以第三个，这个字可以用来解作难题的解答。
The third way, the word is used for solving problems.
生命当中有很多的难题。
In our life, there are many, many problems.
为什么我会生这种病？
Why do I have this illness?
为什么我会遇到这个事情
Why do I have encountered this difficulty?
为什么不好的事情临到好人的身上
Why did tragedy happen to good people?
我们的生命当中有很多很多我们解不完的这个难题
We have many many questions and obstacles in our lives
但是死亡给生命带来的答案
But life, death actually brings life solution
那有一个地方可以把地上全部的疑问逐一来解答
It's a place where all Earth's questions will be answered.
所以耐心等待的人到了那个地方便可以明白一切的真相。
Those who have waited will in the end understand.
是的，很多事情在我们还活着的时候我们不理解。
So when we're still living, we do not understand many things.
为什么神把我们最爱的人带走
？Why do God take away some of the most beloved?
但是当有一天你就会理解了。
But one day we may understand.
我记得有一次我在北加州去做探访的工作。
I remember one time he was doing visitation in Northern California.
而那个探访是一直到很晚才回到家。
And he returned home very very late.
而且教会有两位弟兄姐妹跟我还有师母一在我的车上。
And in his car there are two brothers and sisters and also Mrs. Mao.
他们在半夜大概十二点钟要回家的路上。
And around midnight they were driving home.
我确实知道我碰到一个 stop sign.
And Reverend Mao was stopped at a stop sign.
我真的是停在那个地方了。
He stopped there.
然后我继续往前开。
Then he continued to move forward.
忽然间，我看到我后面有一部警车。
He saw a police car.
在闪亮那个灯。
Was flashing his lights.
我也想说发生什么事情了。
And Reverend Mao was wondering what happened.
但是我很笃定的，我在 stop sign 之前我真的停了。
But Reverend Mao truly believed that and was very certain that he stopped at a stop sign.
所以那部警车就一直跟着我。
The police car was following him.
他一跟着我了，我的心中越不安。
Reverend Mao didn't feel good in his heart.
可是我真的是找不到有什么让他可以跟着我的理由。
But he couldn't find any reason why the police car would be following him.
后来这个警车就用那个大的麦克风跟我讲话了。
So the police used the microphone and start talking to him.
说叫我停到路边去。
The police parked to the side.
啊，我才知道说他是在针对着我。
So, Reverend Mao is certain now that the police was looking for him.
这位警察非常有礼貌的。
And this policeman was very, very polite.
他就说叫把那个窗户摇下来。
He asked Reverend Mao to roll down the window.
他问我说你知道我为什么把你叫到旁边吗？
He said, do you know why I stopped you?
我说我不知道。
Reverend Mao said, no, I don't know.
他说我告诉你。
The police said,
你在 stop sign 没有停，我老早就看见你了。
He said, you did not stop at a stop sign. I saw you there.
车上每个人都说有，我们有停，我们都可以做见证的。
Everyone in the car says, we could be a witness. He did stop.
但是没有用。
But that was useless.
我们这边折腾了大概半个小时。
They spent about arguing about half an hour.
弄到十二点四十。
Until about 12:40.
我最终还是拿到一张 ticket.
Finally, Reverend Mark got a ticket.
我在想说怎么会这样子。
And Reverend Mark was wondering, why did this happen?
但是当我拿到那张 ticket 要回家的路上
But on the way home
突然有一个意念来到我的心中
then Reverend Mao suddenly had an idea in his heart.
我不晓得在被停下来这四十分钟当中，在前面的路上有什么事情我不知道。
I don't know what happened when I was stopped there for 40 minutes.
所以神就在那四十分钟把我 block 住了。
God somehow has blocked Reverend Mao for 40 minutes in that area.
因为在我回家的路上，我看到有一辆车被撞得稀烂的停在路边。
Because on the way home, then he realized it was a huge accident and it was a car that was completely mangled.
我不晓得那是什么时候发生的。
Reverend Mao still does not know when did that happen.
但是从路上没有被整理的情况，那是不久前发生的事情。
But you can tell it just happened.
我就把这件事情想到我自己的身上。
So you apply that to your own life.
因为神就在那个时刻，他把我们停，让我们停下来了。
Somehow God had prevented them from moving forward at that time.
虽然拿到一张 ticket.
So even though they have gotten a ticket.
但是我想是为了这样子也守护着我们，让我们没有遇到更大的事情。
But probably because of that, they avoided an even greater tragedy.
我不知道在你的生命当中有多少次你会说一句台湾话说的好家在。
I don't know in your life would you ever say.
How to say that?
I don't know how to translate that.
我不晓得该怎么翻译成英文。Anyway, 台语是喝咖仔。
So it's like you lucked out.
Yeah, 但是神就是这样子爱我们。
God truly loves us, though.
保罗深信他将要住在这个世界。
But Paul truly believed that he will live in this world.
并且与腓立比的教会弟兄姐妹能同住。
And continue to co-work with the church in Philippi.
所以保罗渴望仍然留下来的意思，绝不是为了他自己的缘故。
So Paul's desire to continue to live was not for himself.
而是希望能够继续帮助他的众弟兄姐妹在信仰上的成长。
But was to continue to help the other brothers and sisters around him.
所以他希望能够再回到腓立比教会跟他们同在一起。
So Paul was hoping to be able to return to the church in Philippi.
所以每一个基督徒都有责任相信这件事情。
So every Christian have the duty to trust this.
人若把自己的生命交给基督，
that man will be able to see what Christ can do for them.
基督也可以替他克服一切的困难。
You have given your life to him.
我相信神在我们生命当中很多时候真的在为我们克服一些困难。
I believe God continues to help us to overcome our difficulties in our lives.
虽然你可能觉得那是我自己克服的。
Sometimes you feel like you have overcome obstacles on your own.
或者你觉得说我运气比较好。
Or sometimes you feel like you're lucked out.
或者说你觉得说这是我自己能做的事情。
Or sometimes you feel like you have accomplished with your own strength.
但多少时候神真是爱你。
But often it's because of love of God.
在不久前，我也听到我们教会的前弟兄跟婉珠姐他们在高速公路上也遇到了车祸。
Not long ago, we also heard about Brother Chen and his wife had an accident on the highway.
而且是快速道上。
In the fast lane.
而且在晚上。
At night.
而那个开车人竟然把那个车门打开。
Someone opened up the door.
所以他就把那个车门就撞飞了。
So Brother Chen actually hit the door and disembarked.
之后你可以想象后面跟上来车子会是怎么样的。
Could you imagine what happened and then the car is following him?
但是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
就在那种非常惊险的环境底下。
In that kind of dangerous environment.
天使一一的把他们抱住，抱开那个危险的情境里面。
And the angel protected them from this dangerous situation.
车子坏了。
The car was destroyed.
但是人毫发无伤。
But they did not have any suffer any damage to their
life. 如果我们想一想，我们在重复那一次这种事情的时候
，If we think back this kind of experience，
我看我们都会吓昏了。
I think we'll be truly very scared.
但神就是这样爱我们。
But God loves us so.
我没有其他的解释的。
We have no other explanation.
是神的同在，是神的带领跟保守。
It's God's protection. God has been watching over us.
因为这种理解。
Because of this kind of understanding.
所以保罗不管在被关押的日子当中，他还是依然的爱主。
That Paul can continue to love God even though he was in prison.
而且爱主更深。
And love God even more.
所以这边告诉我们，上有一句话说，我们或活或死，总是主的人。
That whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
特别是罗马书第十四章的七到九节。
Romans 14:7-9.
好吧，我们先练中文，然后我们再练英文，请。
We'll read it once in Chinese and English.
我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死的，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。因此基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。
For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. So, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason,Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living.
啊，这边告诉我们说，我们不管是死是生，我们总是主的人。
That regardless we're living or we or die, that we belong to the Christ.
我好喜欢我们总是主的人。
I really love this phrase, we belong to the Lord.
因为我们是主的人，所以主来为我们负责一切的。
Because we belong to the Lord, that He's responsible for everything.
不管在顺境、在逆境的时候，神他为我们负责的。
In comfort or in difficulty, God is responsible.
因为我们是总是主的人。
Because we belong to the Lord.
所以神他总是不误事的神。
So God will take care of everything.
很多时候是我们在误神，但是神总不误人的。
A lot of time we blame God for things, but God will not blame us for anything.
所以我要用一个故事跟你们分享。
Lastly, just want to share a story with you.
这个人的他的这个 first name 不好念，所以我就翻译他的那个Jackson 这个比较容易一点。
It's actually Adoniram Jackson.
他的故事让我非常非常的感动。
It's truly a very moving story.
Actually, 这个叶德胜他是美国浸信会的宣教师。
Adoniram.Justin was an American Baptist missionary.
而且他是个词典的编撰者。
Lexicographer who translated dictionaries.
而且他是缅甸文的圣经的翻译者。
And a Bible translator for Burma.
他是从1788年到1850年。
Lived from 1788 to 1850.
将近40年的时间，他在缅甸的宣教生涯中，他留下什么？
In 40 years of missionary experience in Burma, what did he leave behind?
他留下的是孩子们与妻子们的坟墓。
He left the tombs of his wife and also kids.
他总共有五个孩子葬在缅甸。
He had five children buried in Burma.
有两个人的妻子也葬在缅甸。
And two wives also died in Burma.
当他在缅甸在那个时代传福音的时候
，At that time when he was a missionary there in Burma，
那时候的缅甸是个集权的国家。
That time it was a dictatorship in that country.
像很多的宣教士一样，他到一个新的环境，他必须要学习缅甸文。
And in like many missionaries, he started to learn about the language in Burma.
他必须了解那个环境。
He had to understand the environment.
他必须知道他们的文化。
He had to understand their culture.
为了找到一个福音的切入点。
To find a point to preach the gospel message to them.
他花了相当长的时间在缅甸做他该做的事情。
He spent many years and decades in Burma to do the missionary work.
在那边六年以后，他才第一个人来相信耶稣基督。
And after 6 years of ministry, he had the first convert from Burma.
而在这个过程当中，当他眼看着亲爱的家人一个一个的离去的时候，他很多时候多少次他没有办法再继续工作。
And during that period of time, he saw many of his family pass away. It was very difficult for him to continue his ministry.
而且他曾经三年没有办法，完全没有办法工作。
For 3 years, he was unable to work.
而且环境不好，卫生不好。
At that time, the environment was not good, and the sanitation was terrible.
他自己好几次病得快要死掉。
And he was sick several times, almost to the point of death.
但就像使徒保罗一样。
But just like Apostle Paul,
耶德胜他也向我们展现爱主更深的一种生命。
Justin also demonstrated his life of a loving the Lord even more.
一方面看着所爱的人离他而去,
when he saw his beloved pass away,
所以他也真的很想要跟他们所爱的一道离开的。
He also was hoping to follow them.
但一方面他又想到那些 嗷嗷待哺的信仰上嗷嗷待哺这些缅甸的这些弟兄姐妹。
He thought about all those souls in Burma.
而且他的翻译的工作还没有做完。
And he had not finished his translation work at that time.
所以他就带着一种软弱的身体，继续在那个地方为主摆上他自己。
So he was able to continue his work despite his health in Burma.
所以耶德胜他以不足24岁的一个年轻人，他踏上了黑暗的一个土地缅甸。He
arrived in Burma before age 24.
那时候缅甸没有一个基督徒。There
was not a single Christian at that time in Burma.
而经过再到61岁的耶德胜他离世的时候，
And when he passed away in age 61,
缅甸已经有7000多个基督徒。Burma
has more than 7,000 Christians.
有63个教会，
63 churches.
并且在继续成长。
And that time was continued to grow.
到1856年，据那个 卡伦基督徒人数的这个统计，已经达到11000人。
By 1856, according to a statistic, Christians there has 11,000 Christians.
而且耶德胜是美国浸信会第一个派出国外的宣教师。
Justin was actually the very first missionary sent out from North America.
他是先到缅，再到印度，然后再到缅甸的。
First he arrived in India, then he went to Burma.
在过去30年将近40年的这个宣教生涯当中，
in his 40 years of a missionary life,
他还编撰了缅甸文跟英文的缅英字典。
He actually wrote a Burmese English dictionary.
以后就帮助那些来到缅甸做宣教的这些宣教师的需要必备工具书。
It was a valuable tool for other missionaries.
他所翻译的缅甸文的圣经更是神给缅甸永远的赐福。
And the Burmese Bible that he translates truly is a gift from God to Burma.
而且继续指引人归向基督，得着永生。
Continue to lead people to Christ.
在他的故乡，在耶德信的纪念碑上有几句话值得我们一读。
There are a few sentences on his tomb that's worth of reading.
事实上，他不是葬在他的故乡。
He actually was not buried in his hometown.
因为最后一次，当他从缅甸要回美国的路上的时候，他病逝了。
Because he actually passed away on the way from Burma back to North America.
而他同工们就在海上为他做了海葬。
So he was buried at sea.
但是在他的故乡当中，仍然有这样的一个墓碑上面写的话。
But at his hometown, there is a tomb. It says,
他说，耶德逊牧师莫尔登是他的出生地。
He said, for Pastor Justin, Morden is where he was born.
大海是他的墓地。
The ocean was his burial ground.
信主的缅甸人和那本缅甸文圣经是他的纪念碑。
And for his memorial tomb are those people who has accepted the Lord in Burma and his Bible translated in Burmese.
他的记录存在天上。
His record is in heaven forever.
其实耶德信的他的那个 记录不仅仅存在天上。
We know that his record is not only in heaven,
在天上,
not only in heaven,
也存在人间,
but also in this world.
200年来已经感动无数的基督徒。
For over 200 years has moved countless Christians,
愿意效法他的榜样,
to follow his example,
将自己奉献在海外宣教的祭坛上,
dedicate himself into overseas mission.
我想保罗的生命就是这样子。
And just like Apostle Paul's life,
他一次、两次、三次的传道旅行。
He had four missionary journey.
他希望五次、六次的传道旅行。
He hoped that he could have continued.
但是把他放在监狱当中。
But God put him in prison.
是他最美好的旨意。
And this is God's wonderful will.
神他还舍不得他的仆人这样劳碌奔波。
Because God didn't want him to continue to labor in journey.
但是让他做一种新的工作。
But God has given him a new ministry.
以至于现在我们有13卷的保罗书信可以读。
So now that we have 13 letters from Paul,
这圣经告诉我们一个主题。
Now, tell us one thing.
爱主。
Love the Lord.
爱主。
Love the Lord.
而且更深的爱主。
And more love to lead, Lord.
这是保罗人生的目标。
Indeed, this was the goal for Apostle Paul's life.
也是保罗的祷告。
Was Paul's prayer.
更是保罗传递给腓立比教会的一个信息。
And the message Paul has given to the church in Philippi.
不单单是传递给腓立比的教会
，Not only to the church in Philippi，
也传递给二十一世纪今天在南湾的我们的教会当中。
The message continued to give it to us to CCCSB in South Bay。
爱主更深。
More love to lead。
我们一同低头祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的父神，我们谢谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you。
谢谢你在不同的时代，你拣选不同的人在你的国度上为你摆上。
Thank you. You have selected different people in different era to offer themselves to you for your kingdom.
从他们有限的生命当中，我们看见是你那无限的荣耀，借着他们的生命向我们来展现。
From their limited life, we can see your unlimited glory manifested.
我们感谢主，你特别借着保罗的一生的传福音的事工。
Lord, we thank you for using Paul's life to spread the gospel message.
在不同的时代当中，也唤醒并鼓励很多人啊，离开本地本族父家，到外地去传福音。
And he called out many missionaries to leave their homeland to oversee mission to spread your gospel message.
我们看到两百多年前，你也呼召了叶德胜呢，到了缅甸传福音。
We saw he had called Jason to Burma over 200 years ago.
就在今天我们教会当中，我们也看见你也差遣我们教会很多人，他们也到不同地方来为主你摆上。
Even today, you call people in our church to go out to do missionary work.
他们向我们展现的就是爱主，而且爱主更深。
They have demonstrated in their life that they love you and they love you more.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
当我们站在你的十字架下的时候。
Stand here before your cross.
当我们仰望你的十字宝架的时候
，We look up onto that cross.
愿你的呼召从十字架上再次临到我们每一个人。
May your calling once again fall upon every single one of us.
叫我们在你里边合为一来宣扬主的真道。
Help us to be united to preach your gospel message.
叫我们合一来共同高举耶稣基督。
Help us to be united to lift up Christ.
让我们真是或活或死，我们总是主的人。
That in life or in death, we belong to Christ.
主啊，求你使用我们的余生来为你的国度摆上。
May you take our remaining life for your kingdom's purpose.
主啊，叫我们在你的面前，我们成为一个无愧的儿女。
So that we can be called your children.
感谢奉告耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Thank you and pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请我们起立，我们来唱三一颂。